بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في جنات ونعيم. Yesterday from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala took qasam of five major things, dramatic things, and then said Qiyamah will definitely be coming. And then those people who denied Qiyamah and the life of the year after, when they will see it with their eyes, what the condition will be. On the other hand, those people who believed in Allah, who believed in Akhirat, etc., Allah describes their condition on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. جو ڈرنے والے ہیں وہ باغوں میں ہیں اور نعمت میں. Those who feared Allah and believed the words of Allah Ta'ala, the Qiyamah is going to come. Those people will be in beautiful gardens and in great enjoyment. وَفَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. میوے کھاتے ہوئے جو ان کو دیئے ان کے رب نے. And they will be enjoying the fruits which their Rabb, their Allah, will be giving them. Allah will be the host, they will be the guest of Allah, and the wonderful fruits of Jannat which Allah Ta'ala will be giving to them, they will be enjoying. وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. اور بچایا ان کے رب نے دوزخ کے عذاب سے. And their Lord Allah Ta'ala will save them from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. In other words, they will see it and they will also, this will be a great enjoyment that we have been saved from this terrible fire and from this terrible punishment. And it will be said to them in great honor and respect, Kulu washrabu haniyam bima kuntum ta'amadun. Khao aur piyo rachta hua. یہ ان کاموں کا جو بدلہ ان کاموں کا جو تم کرتے تھو. Now eat and drink to your pleasure and to your leisure. All this in lieu of what you used to do in this world. People were against you practicing and living an Islamic way of life, etc. But you carried on and you stayed on deen. You believed in Akhirat. You were regular with your namaz, with your deen, etc. Now take the fruit of it. متکئین علی سرر مصفوفہ. تکیے لگائے بیٹھے تختوں پر برابر پیچھے ہوئے قطار باندھ کر. And they will be sitting on beautiful couches and it will be arranged also, the furniture will be arranged very beautifully and set out very beautifully for them. وزوجناہم بحور عین. اور بیائے دے ہم ان کو ان کے حور بری آنکھی والو والیاں. And so that they don't feel bored or sad and alone, we will marry them to the beautiful Hurul Een. And one particular quality of them described, they will be wide-eyed. Their eyes will be big and wide. In other words, that is a speciality of them, of theirs and their beauty. And the man of Jannat will have comfort with that beautiful Hurul Een. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. اور جو لوگ ایمان یقین لائے اور ان کے راہ پر چلے ان کے اولاد. And on the other hand, those people who are not of that level, but they had ایمان, but their amal were not at that level as their parents were, as their forefathers were, as the elderly people were. Their amal was not at that level. Allah Ta'ala says, we will join them to them. We will join the children to them. Those who followed with iman. Alhaqna bihim dhurriyatahum wama alatnahum min amalihim min shay. We will join them with their parents and we will not let any of their acts be diminished in any way whatsoever. That is, we won't share the sawabs of the elderly people and give it to the youngsters and bring them to the level of the high of the older people, the righteous people. But we will keep their level at their level. We will give them their full share. And from our side, we will give the youngsters also that share. Also, ulama have written that even if one member in the family, either the elder people or the younger people, is a pious person, by his barakat, Allah will join the rest also, so that you don't miss out anyone there. And you are happy that everyone is there. The only condition is to die on iman. If you die on iman, then the person who had the best level of iman, Allah will join the others to him. Kullu mri'in bima kasaba rahin. Har aadmi apni kamai mein phasa hai. Every person will be there with what he has earned in this world. Just like a pawn shop, you go and pawn something, your thing, item is there, you took some money. You return the money, you get your things back. We are pawning ourselves at the moment, according to what our actions are. If we are doing good actions, our iman is correct, our actions are good, then we will be going towards Jannah. And if our actions are bad, we are pawning ourselves in Jahannam. So it is our iman must be correct, and our amal must be correct. So in this way, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has described the beautiful enjoyments of Jannat for those people who will prepare. وَأَمْدَتْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Or lagatar adenge hum unko unko mewe aur gosht ka jin cheez ko ka wo chahiye, and we will continuously be giving them, increasing them, and we will giving them wonderful fruit to eat and of meat which they would desire and which they would enjoy. Yatanaza'una fiha la lagh ka'san la lagun fiha wa la ta'thim. Chapatte hai waha piala na bigna hai us sharab mein aur guna hai us mein. And they will be like not fighting or arguing, but they will be taking and enjoying that wonderful drinks that will be given to them, and that won't make a person go like topsy-turvy in this world. When you drink, you become topsy-turvy, you don't know what is happening. And there is no sin, that is pure drink of Jannat. So this is what the people of Jannat will get, and it is all according to our actions here in this world, how we will prepare for that eternal life. So here this life Allah has given us is to prepare for that life. And for whatever wrong we might have done, we make tawbah. And in the future, we prepare, and the main thing is our iman. We must make our iman strong, and then our amal also, and get the highest stages of Jannah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.